If you're a believer, I think Christ wants you to hear this message. Last week we learned that our Lord wants us to bear fruit. And the fruit He wants isn't physical fruit. It's spiritual fruit. And this week we're looking at a type of fruit that's produced by the Holy Spirit through Christ's followers. My hope is that this message will cause each of us to seek to have a deeper relationship with our Lord. And I plan to open up the text that we're going to be looking at in John, the 14th chapter. If you'll open your Bibles there, John chapter 14, verse 12, beginning at verse 12. And that is where it's written. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I ask that God would add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word today. This is the word of Christ. He said, he who believes, and he said, most assuredly, truly, truly, verily, verily, it's written in the King James. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Christ is saying that we, his followers, will do great works for him. And one of the greatest works that we see being done in the church, beyond the things that Bob and Judy shared today, those miraculous works, we see the salvation of souls, God's kingdom being built. And in the time of Christ, those miraculous things that Jesus did brought people to God. And that is, as Bob said, giving glory to God, glorifying God through the works that He does through human beings. Now, I don't know why we don't see it so often here in the United States of America. It may be, as Bob said once before, that we've got too many distractions. There's too many things going on. I'm not sure. But I know this. Our God is still the miracle-working God that He was then. He hasn't changed. He's still the same. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I believe that by the power of that same Holy Spirit that indwelt those people at that time, the Holy Spirit that Jesus in this text we read promised would be given, I believe that same Holy Spirit is alive and well today. And in people, He works. He works in us, through us, and by us. And if we read that passage of Corinthians that we used for our greeting and also for our call to worship this morning, we see that some people are given that gift of performing those miraculous works. Some people are given that gift of healing. Some people are given the gift of prophecy, speaking the oracles of God. Some people are given different gifts, but we're all in the same body. We're all the same body of Christ. We are members individually, and yet together we comprise the body of Christ. You look at this text, and he says, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The point of us having things, when God answers our prayer, it's not for our benefit primarily. Yes, God wants to answer our prayer, but it's so that He gets glory through the Son. It's not so that we get glory. As Bob said, all glory belongs to God. And we need to remember, whether we're giving an act in a physical sense and doing something for someone, as Bob said, also going into the prisons and visiting people, visiting the sick, visiting the widows. Whenever we do the things that God commands us to do, it is to His glory. It's not to give or bring glory to ourselves. It's not to give or bring glory to St. John. We do what we do because we're glorifying Almighty God. If you look at this, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we see that that is a primary thing in being the followers of Christ. If you love Christ, you do what He said. He makes that so clear. And the nearer we get to following the path that He laid out, the better chance we have of the Holy Spirit being able to use us. Because God is light, it's written in Scripture. And in Him is no darkness at all. And if we're walking in darkness, we are not going to be walking in the light. And if we're not walking in the light of the Holy Spirit can't shine through us because we are in the darkness. And I'm not talking about going to the dark places. It's obvious from what these folks just said, they're going into some dark places, but they're bringing the light of Christ with them. And they're shining the light of Christ wherever they are. And people are responding because the Holy Spirit is touching the lives of those human beings. We too, as followers of Christ, have that same light. We have the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. If we're true believers, we have that same Spirit. He endows us with His Spirit. Christ gives us the Spirit that He was empowered by to do these miraculous works here on earth. Each and every one of us, if we follow the commandments of Christ, we walk along the path of Christ, we're walking in light. We're not walking in darkness. And we bring forth that miraculous light of God into the lives of other people. And that's where those miracles come from. That's how people are healed. That's how people come to the Lord. That's how the kingdom of God is built. And that's how God is glorified. Because His Spirit is seen in the works of the people that He has given His Spirit to. Jesus said, He'll pray the Father and He'll give you another helper that will abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. And what is the truth? If we say we love Christ and we walk in darkness, James tells us we're liars. We're not loving God if we're walking in darkness. And we see when we walk in the light, we're going to have fellowship in the light. We're going to bring forth those miraculous works. And it may not be that each and every one of you are going to be given that power of God to be able to lay hands on someone who has never walked and see them walk. It may not be that God has called you to that, but it very well may be that He has. It may be that He has a call on your life and you only need to answer that call. It's like Jesus says, He's knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door. Will you open and let Him in? Will you let Him do what He does best? Will you allow Him to work through you to the degree that He wants to use you? Will you walk in the light and allow Him to be your Lord? Not just your Savior, but He's the one that's leading you. He's your supreme in command. If you think about it in military terms, it is Christ who is the supreme in command. He's the one that we follow. He's the one that lays down the path. He's the one that says where to go and where not to go. He's the one that says what to do and what not to do. It's Jesus Christ, Him crucified, that we preach, and souls are brought into the kingdom of Almighty God by that preaching of the cross. That's something that St. John's has always stood for. I look through the history records of this church and I see we preach Christ. We preach Christ. We preach Christ and Him crucified. You look at this, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, it's written. You know Him. The Spirit of the truth, the world can't receive. They don't have the ears to hear. They don't have the eyes to see. But you, the true followers of Christ, you have what it takes to receive what God has for you in your life, to do what it is that God wants for you to do. None of us can do it of our own power. There's not one of us in this room. And Bob has acknowledged that. Judy's acknowledged that. They understand. These are things that they never believed they would see. And yet they're seeing them. And why? Simply because they throw up their hands and they yield to the Lord and say, take me and use me. You're the potter. I'm the clay. Look at the cover of your bulletins today. Let us be made in the image of God. Let us walk in the way that Christ wants us to walk. Let us do what He wants us to do. If we love Him, keep His commandments, follow what He says to do, and He will use us to His glory. He says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Do you acknowledge there that the Spirit of Christ, who indwells each and every one of us, the true followers of Christ, the Spirit of Christ who was promised, is in fact in us and can take a hold of us and use us. As I prepared the message for today, there's a whole lot more sitting on those notes than I'm sharing with you. But I realize this, Almighty God has it just the way He wants it to be. It's His will. It's His way. And all we need to do is be obedient. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes we can start sweating a little bit whenever we're waiting for the Holy Spirit to move or we're waiting for God to have His things getting done. You know, if you're going down the road in a rainstorm and the rain's getting worse instead of better and the wipers can't do enough to get it off the way and you can't see and you're afraid to pull over because somebody might hit you because you're pulled off to the side of the road, you've got to be praying, right? That urgent situation. Or when the doctor gives you that diagnosis that you don't want, you've got to be praying, don't you? You've got to have faith. Or whenever one of your children takes ill and you get nervous about it, you've got to be praying. You've got to be trusting. You've got to lean upon the Lord. You've got to allow Him to work. This is the way that God shows us in His Word. He takes normal, average, everyday people, just like us folks, and Bob and Judy are prime examples of that. They're nobody special. And they'll tell you that themselves. I know I'm not disrespecting you with that. They're nobody special. And each and every one of us, we might want to consider taking a trip down to their place where they have a place we can stay. We might want to think about putting together our funds and doing something like that to see for ourselves how God can move through His people. And with that, I'm going to say, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You do still work, You do perform miracles, You do still do healings. And Lord God, as we go forward to our meal, we ask that You would bless each and every soul that's present. And Lord, I lift up all of the food that's in this building, and I ask for Your blessing on it. And I pray this all in Christ's name, trusting it to be so. And all God's people said,